Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 112 years ago, LDS worshipers were just assembling for a morning meeting in the Box Elder Stake Tabernacle when the cry of fire rent the air. Someone had smelled smoke, causing a few intrepid worshipers to check the basement where they found the tabernacle's furnace and wooden ducting engulfed in flames. Soon the inferno spread to the timbers and up into the sanctuary. Congregants scattered. According to the local paper, the Box Elder Bugler, it took only a half hour for the tabernacle to turn into a mass of furious, crackling flames. By 2:30 in the afternoon, the building was nothing more than a smoking, blackened hulk. The fire had even stripped the plaster from the walls, and floating embers from the tabernacle blaze had touched off other fires around town. Naturally, Box Elder Mormons grieved for their lost spiritual center. Only a little over 5 years had passed since Church President Wilford Woodruff had dedicated the building. Now it was gone. The damage was valued at $12,000, but because the church carried no insurance on the building, it seemed like there would be no way to rebuild. But area Mormons weren't demoralized. Within a matter of weeks, the members of the Box Elder Stake had decided to restore the tabernacle, despite a less-than-ideal financial situation. Not only was the nation still in the throes of the economic panic of 1893, but the local experiment in cooperative manufacturers known as the Brigham City Mercantile and Manufacturing Association had failed years earlier, leaving the city in a depressed economic state. Church general authorities couldn't help much, as they too were feeling the effects of the 1893 panic. But they did send a letter to local church officials encouraging members to donate to the Box Elder cause. By March of the following year, work on the tabernacle had wrapped up, and the restored building was dedicated by George Q. Cannon. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.